power. That's right. Help her. Help her there. Let the seed che paradadaza, ico se te perete che se cadia, in that day the body shall be lifted from off your shoulder, and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Because I thank you, because I know something happened already. Yokes are broken already, chains are broken, doors are open, mantles are relieved. And grace is released. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name for hearing and answering us. In Jesus' name. With your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. And please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Give him the praise. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Already before the word, something already happened to you. And I'm sure in the course of the service, we shall hear what God did for you. Someone say aloud, amen. Exodus chapter 15 and in verse 26. Exodus chapter 15 and in verse 26. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. The Lord bless his word in the name of Jesus Christ. This night, I am speaking very quickly on the subject, your God and your healing. Your God and your healing. Your God and your healing. Our objective is to understand our God and his healing provisions. Understanding our God and his healing provisions. And I believe that as the word is going forth, that healings will take place, miracles will take place, signs will take place, wonders will take place. Someone with a pain on the back of the right shoulder is receiving the touch of God's healing. Wherever that arrow is from, it is retrieved and it's refired back to hell. In the name of Jesus Christ, an affliction of Pentecostal disease is also gone right now. Your God and your healing. Understanding our God and his healing provisions. By way of introduction, it is clear that most nations of the earth, developed nations, civilized nations, they are heavy on health care. Health care delivery for their citizens. They provide medical insurances and provide what they call disability allowance. If you go to America, you go to Europe, you go to the United Kingdom, there is health care. There is medical insurance. Those who have very, very serious medical conditions, the government pay for them. That is the nation of the world. That should be obtainable even in our nation. Unfortunately, it is not. But as it is in the physical, even much more it is in the spiritual. The kingdom of God is much heavier on the health care and welfare of her citizens to such an extent that the Almighty God made multidimensional provisions and multidimensional channels available for the healing, the health, and the wholeness of kingdom people. God did not leave us without his package of healing, without his package of health, without his package of wholeness. As I speak today, the Bible said faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The word you are hearing tonight is going to birth a faith in you that is going to collapse every trace of infirmity every trace of inherited disease in the name of Jesus Christ. Now we're going to look at the channels and the avenues of healing, health, or wholeness for God's people. Number one, God the Father is a healing Father himself. God the Father is a healing Father. In Exodus 15:26, where we read, he said, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. The word Lord that healeth thee, that phrase, is the Hebrew Jehovah Rapha. That is the covenant name of Jehovah, Jehovah Rapha. I'll tell you the meaning of that shortly. And then in Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 17, Jeremiah 30 and in verse 17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. I will restore health unto thee, I will heal thee of thy wounds. So we have a Father that is a healing Father. Jehovah Rapha means at least three things. Rapha means one. It means physician. I am the Lord, your physician, your doctor. This is 1A. Number two, it means repairer. Physician like a doctor. Repairer like a mechanic. And the third meaning is mender. M-E-N-D-E-R. Mending like a tailor. That is, if you are sick, I can be your doctor. If a part of your body is broken down, I can be your mechanic. If something is torn in your body, I can be your tailor. That is the all-round God in who we serve. I announce to someone here tonight, every area of your body that is in need of healing, that healing is released right now in the name of Jesus. Every broken down part of your life, your physical body, and your destiny, I declare repair right now in the name of Jesus. Every place of your destiny that needs suturing and tailoring, I declare Jehovah Rapha shall do his work in your life in the name of Jesus. If you believe, shout the Lord and say amen. Look at somebody by your side. Tell them Jehovah is Jehovah Rapha. Tell them God your Father is a healing Father. God your Father is a healing Father. Jehovah Rapha is your God. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. God the Father is a healing Father. Number two, Jesus Christ is a healing Savior. Jesus Christ is a healing Savior. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. Alright, before Acts, Matthew chapter 14 verse 14. Matthew 14 and in verse 14 he said, and Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. He healed their sick. Now, Acts 10:38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Somebody say loud amen. If all you want to know about is the Father, he is a healing Father. If all you want to know about is the Son Jesus, He is a healing Jesus. Am I communicating at all? There is something I want you to understand, that Jesus was healing people even before he went to the cross of Calvary. He was born. Jesus Christ, Christ Christos, means the anointed one. He was born with an anointing to heal. Am I communicating now? I'm going to talk about his death later on, but even in his life, we seen everywhere he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, he healed the leper. When the cripple saw him, they started running. Even today, our God is doing good. That was how he was. He was born with an anointing to heal. Before he went to Calvary, he carried a healing mantle. Before he was crucified, he carried a healing oil. Am I communicating at all? So whether you met Jesus before Calvary or you met him after Calvary, you are not permitted to be afflicted. You are not permitted to be afflicted. You are not permitted to be afflicted. I decree today, by the anointing that is upon Jesus Christ, your healing is hereby released. It was Acts chapter 10 verse 38 that John Alexander Dowie saw when he was in Australia, and there was the plague that killed so many people. He kept burying people that were under his parish until he didn't know what to do anymore. And he said, no, Lord, there must be a solution. And then God showed him Acts chapter 10 verse 38 that Jesus Christ is the healer. Christ is the healer and the devil is the defiler. Satan is the defiler. That revelation gave him a healing mantle that cleared out those afflictions. The last person he buried at that time was the last after he saw that scripture. Am I communicating at all? From there he went to Chicago, Illinois, Zion City. And there, 100,000 healings were recorded in a short time because he had the revelation of Christ the healer. When he came to the world, he came to heal. Somebody here tonight, this same Jesus is coming into your world and is coming with the healing power. You say amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Lift your right hand and say, I receive the power of God to heal. I receive his healing power in my life for my deliverance and for my freedom. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Number three. So God the Father is a healing Father. Jesus Christ is a healing Savior. Thirdly, the Spirit of God is a healing Spirit. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is a healing Spirit. Acts 10 and in verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Somebody say a loud amen. That is, Jesus Christ went about healing. In addition to the anointing he carried, he had the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Rather, the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, positioned him in the capacity for healing. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Now you are going to see the Holy Spirit directly in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and in verse 9. One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is called the gift of healing. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. So God the Father is Jehovah Rapha, the healer. Jesus Christ carried the healing anointing and he went about healing people. And the Holy Spirit is a transmitter or an agency of the virtual healing. Many times you've seen healing in our services, healing and deliverance service, crusades and so on, by the agency of the gifts of healing. So we have the Father who is administering healing. We have the Son and we have the Holy Spirit. Without any doubt, no affliction will escape this threefold unction. Somebody say a loud amen. You go beyond that, number four. What other channel do we have of the healing? the crucifixion of the Master Jesus. The crucifixion. The crucifixion of the Master Jesus is a channel of divine health and healing. The crucifixion of the Master Jesus is a channel of divine health and healing. Jesus was crucified on the cross of Calvary for divine, among other things, he came to purchase for us divine health and healing. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3 to 5. If you look at Isaiah 53, the Bible says, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Somebody give the Lord a shout of victory. With his stripes we are healed. With his stripes we are healed. With his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. Now he said with his stripes we are healed. Now we are healed. Alright, now if you look at 1 Peter 2 and in verse 24, he said, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. You were healed. You were healed. Past tense. In Isaiah he said we are healed. In Peter he said we were healed. Matthew chapter 8 verse 17, the Bible said, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Hallelujah. If we Isaiah say we are healed then, and Peter say we were healed, then we can say today, we is healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we are healed in the days of Isaiah, and we were healed according to Peter, then today we are what? We is healed. Somebody say amen. Say, I am healed. I am not trying to get healed. I am healed. Can I tell you something? You are not a sick person that the devil is trying to make. You are not the sick person that is trying to get well. You are the healed person that the devil is trying to make sick. I think, do you see the perspective? Because it is possible for you to think, I am sick. I am trying to get well. No, you were well. The devil is only trying to make you sick. So what you do is to push back the sickness to where it came from. Am I communicating? Yes, by his stripes, you were healed. By his stripes, you are healed. Then by his stripe, we is healed. Give the Lord a shout of praise and a shout of victory. So I want you to understand what the Bible is saying. Every time they beat him, it was a transfer of affliction. Every whip they gave him on Calvary transferred an affliction. Theologians say they gave him 39 stripes, which is possible that God may have grouped diseases into 39 categories. And every time one whip landed, maybe the cancer category, another one, infectious diseases category, another one, autoimmune diseases category, another one, generational inherited diseases. Hey! Mashakaka bagadagalagayagada. And all of them were transferred on him, transferred on him, transferred on him. If you are carrying a load and somebody assisted you to carry that load, then it means your head is free. But the devil wants you to hold your hand like this, as if the load is still there. But the load has been carried. I announce today, in the name of Jesus, every affliction that you are carrying right now, that Jesus Christ has already carried, I declare it is returned back to the owners. It is returned back to the senders. It is returned back to the devil. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Help me tell three people around you, tell them by his stripes you are healed. By his stripes you were 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 healed. Now tell three other people, by his stripes you are healed. By his stripes you are healed. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And so, the crucifixion of the Master is a channel of divine health and healing. Number five, the word, which is in bracket voice or speakings of God. The word, that is the voice or the speakings of God, communicate divine health and healing. The word. What I am preaching right now, as I'm speaking right now, there is a communication of divine health and healing. In Psalm 107 verse 20, Psalm 107 verse 20, the Bible said, he sent his word and healed them. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 to 22. Proverbs 4. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. That is the word. Matthew chapter 8. And in verse 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Matthew chapter 8 verse 16. He said, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. So your healing is coming through the Father directly. It's coming through the Son Jesus, who came with an anointing to heal. It's coming through the Holy Spirit by the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's coming from the cross of Calvary where Jesus received the stripes that made you healed. It's coming through the word that you hear, that you study, that you understand. So no affliction is permitted to escape. It's coming through the word you are hearing right now. The word of God is a communicator of God's healing power. The word of God communicates God's healing energy. And everyone hearing here right now, and everyone watching around the airwaves around the earth, I prophesy to you today, with the word you are hearing, your healing is released, your deliverance is released, your liberty is released. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Somebody shout, I am healed, I'm healed, I'm healed, five times. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Take your seat one moment. And number six, which will be the final for tonight, the blood of the Lamb, or the blood of the covenant, communicates his life and health. The blood of the covenant. Now, I want you to get a very, very strategic difference between when I say the cross of Calvary and then I'm now talking about the blood. The stripes transfers your affliction to him. But his blood transfers his life to you. Did you hear what I just said? The stripes they gave him transferred your sicknesses on his body. His blood transfers his life to you. Because if the sickness is taken away, something has to replace it. That is health. That is life. So every time we take the communion, of the blood of Jesus, we are connecting with his life. What is in that life? Take your seat. John chapter 6 verse 53. John chapter 6 verse 53 and in verse 54. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, sickless life, cut offless life, and I will raise him on the last day. Keep going. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I inside him. So his stripe. Now go ahead. Verse 57 now. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, that drinketh my blood and eat my flesh, even he shall live by me. He shall live by my life. Why? Leviticus 17 verse 11. The life of all flesh is in the blood. Somebody say amen. So every time we come for communion service, we didn't come for formality. We came to connect his life. We came to connect the life that is in his blood. We came to connect his health. We came to connect his vitality. We came to connect his wholeness, his energy. One day he preached for 3 days, nonstop, 72 hours, no tiredness. I prophesy to somebody here tonight, as we take the communion, the life, the very life of Christ is stepping into your system, and every trace of weakness and disease and death is flushed out in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say the loud most amen. Lift your right hand and say, tonight, as I connect with the blood and the body of Jesus, I connect with his life. I connect it now. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. So what are the multidimensional channels? Number one, God the Father is a healing Father. Jehovah Rapha. Number two, Jesus Christ is a healing Savior. Number three, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit is a healing Spirit. Number four, the cross of Calvary, the crucifixion of the Master, is a channel of divine health and healing. That is by his stripes. Number five, the word of God, which is the voice and the speakings of God, communicate divine health and healing. Number six, the blood of the covenant communicates his life and his health. Question is, what do we do to experience his healing? To experience his healing provision. What do we do? Number one, accept him as your healer. The same way you accepted him as your savior. Psalm 103 verse 1 to 5. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The one who heal, who forgive your sins, is the one who heal your sicknesses. You know, there is a way in which people brag about, our family doctor said, oh, we have a special doctor. Our clinic in school, or the doctor of our organization. There are people who are very, very happy to say that. What God is asking is, why don't you make him your doctor? Why doesn't he become your primary physician? Officially. Lord, you are my repairer. You are my physician. You are my doctor. Before I think of any man to run to, I think of you first. Accept him as your healer. If you want, you can step into that tonight and say, Lord, I'm not going to brag about any physical physician from henceforward. I want to brag on you as my physician. I hand over my body to you, my life. Be my doctor, be my physician, be my repairer, be my tailor. Number two, subscribe to his instructions and commands for living in divine health. His instructions and commands for living in divine health. Subscribe. Exodus chapter 15 verse 26. He said, if you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, and you will give ear to his commandments, you keep his statutes, I will clear out diseases. So there are things now, apart from living uprightly, there are commands that make you healthy. For example, he said, a merry heart doeth good like medicine. So if you are enjoying depression, it is disease you are inviting. It talks about forgiveness also. We are going to look at all of that in the course of the month and trust God that we'll have enough time. Feeding on the word also is a prescription for divine health. He said the word is health to all their flesh. So there are prescriptions in scripture that you can follow that to live in health. For example, if you are walking in bitterness and walking in depression, you are inviting what we call psychosomatic illnesses. Mind-body diseases, degeneration of the joints in arthritis, ulcers and several things, including some cancers. So, you want to walk in health, subscribe to his instructions, look for it. I have preached messages like keys to divine health, secrets of divine healing and health. All these contain prescriptions, what the Bible says we should do, and if we do, we can walk in health. And as we subscribe to that, we shall receive our health and wholeness in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your right hand and say, Father, show me what to do to live in health, to walk in divine health. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And finally, number three, decide and determine to live uprightly. Decide, determine to live uprightly. Psalm 119 verse 67. The Bible said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Affliction came because I went astray. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now, have I kept your word. Psalm 107 verse 17. Psalm 107 verse 17. The Bible said, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. What is the meaning of that? Write this down. Transgression invites affliction. Iniquity attracts infirmity. Transgression invites affliction. Iniquity attracts infirmity. For example, the drunkard cannot escape liver cirrhosis, chronic liver disease. The smoker is playing with heart diseases, hypertension, bronchiogenic carcinoma, cancer of the lungs and the bronchus. The immoral person cannot escape the sexually transmitted diseases. Or in fact, the generally iniquitous person will have spiritual immunity breakdown that can make infirmity to be attracted, that can make affliction to be magnetized. I believe that shall not be your portion in the precious name of Jesus Christ. But tonight, with the word that has been preached tonight, I believe somebody's healing, somebody's wholeness, somebody's deliverance has just been wrought. And if you are that one, you will stand upon your feet with a loud shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. The loudest shout of praise. Shout of praise like a victorious person. Now lift up your hands and lift your voice and let's go ahead and appreciate God. Thank Him. Honor Him. Adore Him. Worship Him. Glorify Him. Thank Him for the word. Thank Him for the word. Thank Him for what we have heard tonight. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. The first prayer I prayed, we are starting from the last place, which is, anywhere I have heard, Anywhere the hedge is broken, whatever will invite that affliction in my life, I'm sorry, Lord. I ask for mercy. While we pray that prayer, anyone watching me right now, whether you are here, on site or online, anywhere you are, and you are saying, Pastor, I want mercy from God. Maybe you make terrible mistakes in time past. There are people regretting right now. Because in the days of your wayward lifestyle, certain things came upon you that you are still battling with today. And you are saying, Lord, I'm sorry. I need forgiveness. I need mercy. I need help. Deliver me, Lord, from this life, from this affliction, from this disease. But first of all, you want to ask for forgiveness. Anywhere you are, pray this prayer after me. And say after me, and mean it with all your heart. Prayer of forgiveness. And I'm also praying for those. You gave your life to Christ before, but you backslid. You went back to the world. You want to return back tonight. I'm also praying for those. You were on fire before, but you compromised. And your fire died. And you are battling to be a Christian again. You are battling to live for God. All, everyone in those categories, pray this prayer after me and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today I go forward ever and backward never. Grace to live for you, to do your will, I receive it, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for hearing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Everyone who prayed that prayer, wave your hand, let me see you. You prayed that prayer, you meant it. And everyone watching online, and everywhere you are, you prayed that prayer, let us know the details on the screen. And we are going to receive you, hear from you shortly. But those who pray that prayer, you surrendered your life right now, you rededicated your life to Jesus, you have an addiction in your life that must be broken, smoking addiction, Indian hemp addiction, marijuana addiction, pornography addiction, masturbation addiction, whatever kind of addiction, pick your Bibles and your bags and join those who have just given their life to Christ and come forward quickly. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as they come forward as we celebrate. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Give the Lord a big clap and of hand. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. And I'm glad that I see. The moment I'm away, Lord, have your way. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. And I live for you, Lord.
I live for you, Lord. Every breath that I take.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Lord, have your way, have your way.
Have your way.
Lord, I give you.
Lord, I give you my heart.
And I give you my soul.
Give you my soul.
Jesus, I live for you. Lord, I give you, and I give you my soul, and I live for you, I live for you, Lord. Those of you at the front, place your right hand on your chest one more time and you pray that prayer again. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. I receive the grace to live for you. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. In Jesus' precious name. I pray for you right now that the yoke of sin be broken of your lives. And I declare, receive the grace to live for God from this day forward. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.